grandmother is a survivor of 5 different labour camps during the Second World War. Her and her family were political prisoners, particularly as someone that has ADHD and is neurodiverse. Constantly fixating on perfectionism. Where I am currently is where I would have wished to be several years ago. Once I started to initiate those conversations with my grandmother, she finally revealed her personal history. Generational shame and trauma. How can it not evoke a sense of humanity from, again, when Nietzsche's perspectivism theory, the idea that we are products of our own history.
I think this is quite interesting.
The fact that I felt so misunderstood for so long within my life, so I was bullied a lot for most of my primary school. I discovered my true potential and I was able to finally believe it. But how can we know what self-love is if we haven't directly experienced love from others? Sort of secular humanism and your ability to define yourself and identify your purpose and meaning irrespective of religious or theological disciplines.
It is a very interesting question.
In diplomacy, I'll be constantly challenged.